girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because honestly, I believe that you deserve a life that you're obsessed with, not just kind of sort of into. And I understand that it's not always going to be rainbows, butterflies, and happy little unicorns. You're not always going to feel confident. You're not always going to feel pumped. But I truly do believe that often what's holding us back from getting where we want to go or building a life that we're really excited about is ourselves, the thoughts that we're thinking. And I am a huge fan of psychology, and in particular, positive psychology. So what I want to dive into today is three of the most common cognitive distortions that hold us back in different aspects of our life. And my goal with this episode is that at least one of these hits home with you in a way where you think like, holy crap, does Keish have cameras in my house or in my car or wherever you're listening to this podcast? Like, I hope that one of these will really resonate with you and maybe all three of them will. But regardless, my intention is just to give you some like really just color around some of these things that hold us back and I believe need to go in order for you to get where you want to go, right? Like they just got to be like shelved to the side, but we have to be aware of what they are before we can do something about them. So we're just going to dive right in. The first one that I feel is very common and comes up a lot, especially this time of year, you'll notice if this is a problem for you, it's all or nothing thinking. Which is where you like, you see things in black, white categories, and you decide if you fall short of whatever quote unquote perfect is, then you might create this belief that you're a total failure, right? Like if you struggle with all or nothing thinking, you might also self-identify as a perfectionist. And I don't like to use the word perfectionist personally because I don't like to think of people as like conditional statements, like meaning if you say that you're a perfectionist, it implies that you can't change. So I like to think of it more like you are someone with perfectionist tendencies and that's something that you can work on. But if you struggle with all or nothing thinking, when one thing doesn't go according to your plan or when you have one off day, when you're not 100% quote unquote perfect, then you create this meaning that you're failing. And that might have you throw in the towel proactively on the dreams and the goals and the visions that you have for your life. And that's not just robbing you, but that's other people that are getting robbed because you're not showing up to chase your dreams or honestly work on your health or show up in your business or in your career or in your relationships, in your marriage, to your kids, right? So we have to really reframe this. We've got to bring awareness to this so that we can raise the necessity to catch it when it shows up. And especially if you're feeling this right now, where maybe, let's say in your health goals, you had this vision that in January, you know, January 1st, you were going to start like crushing workouts 5 days a week or 7 days a week. And all of a sudden you missed one day. Well, what are you making that mean, right? Or you were going to eat this perfect meal plan. You were going to crush it. And then you missed one day. What are you making that mean? Are you making that mean that you're a failure? Are you making that mean that you failed? Is this all or nothing thinking really just having you throw in the towel all together, right? You had this goal of really prioritizing your marriage this year, and all of a sudden you caught yourself snapping at your significant other. That doesn't mean that you're a failure, but all or nothing thinking can hold you back. So it's got to go. So instead, I would challenge you to think about this like John Acuff. He is absolutely incredible. He's been on the podcast 3 times, I think. He's wrote a bunch of New York Times bestselling books. One of my personal favorites is a book he wrote called Finish. And in Finish, he talks about what separates people that finish things with people that don't finish it. And one is, you know, if you want to finish things, you have to have a game plan for the day after perfect. When things don't go according to plan, what are you going to do to get back in the game? Because often people quit if they have this all or nothing thinking or they self-identify as perfectionists. It's like, well, I didn't do it perfect. I might as well not do it at all. But being a human means you're never going to be perfect. It's impossible to get it right in every aspect of your life all the freaking time. And your health goals, your business, your career, your relationships, how you show up as a parent, whatever. So let's not rob yourself of progress. As humans, we love progress and we love growth. So what are you going to do the day after perfect? Well, I hope not create a meaning that you're not capable, you're not worthy, you're not qualified. Somebody else can do this, but you can't do it. Instead, just say, how am I going to get back in the game? How am I going to brush myself off, not create a meaning that I had to do it perfectly, but instead say, you know what? I'm human. Now let me dust myself off and get back in the game. And maybe this is also a good time for you to reevaluate. Maybe in your business, you have this goal of like, I'm going to post on social media every single day and it's going to look like this. And if I don't do it this way, then I'm not doing a good job or I'm not quote unquote successful. Does that make sense for this season of life? Right? Because I have different things that in different seasons of life, I'm going to prioritize more. So right now, for example, if we're connected on social media, I'm posting content over on social media, but I'm not going to beat myself up if I don't do it every single day because I have a newborn and I'm in a season of life where honestly, that's not always prioritized to me. Yet on this podcast, I show up every Monday and Thursday because I've prioritized that. So where does all or nothing thinking make sense? And where do you need to give yourself a little bit more grace? Because that could be what's holding you back from feeling really lit up and getting you where you want to go because you're quitting before the magic happens because you told yourself it had to be perfect. All right. So that's number one. Hopefully that hit home with some of you. Maybe you specifically were like, oh, I do need to reframe what success looks like in this season. And I do need to catch myself when I've got that all or nothing thinking. Number two, this is really common. Overgeneralization. This is when something happens and you create the story that it's a pattern. Right? And you start to look for all of the things to confirm those thoughts to be true. So like you see a single negative as a never-ending pattern of defeat. For example, you are getting ready for work and you spill on your white shirt and then you get stuck in traffic and then you are late to work and then all of a sudden you forgot your lunch and you overgeneralize, like you catastrophize is another way to think about this, that this always happens to you. Like you always have bad luck. You're always clumsy. You're always late. Nothing ever works out for you. But truly, if you stop, does that always happen to you? Do you always spill and get stuck in traffic and forget your lunch and are late and whatever, right? Does that always happen? Or was that just a sequence of a few annoying things that happened that you created in a meeting, you overgeneralized, you catastrophized to make it seem bigger?
I hope you're loving today's episode. I wanted to pop in here real quick and thank our sponsor of today's podcast, my favorite non-toxic anti-aging, anti-acne, no hormone disruptors skincare line that actually freaking works. I've literally been using Clearstem for over 5 years. One of my best friends is actually the co-founder. And you know, like if one of your best friends does something, like you want to be super supportive, but you're like kind of nervous, like what if I don't actually like it? So 5.5 years ago, I tried the skincare line and I was like, holy crap, I'm obsessed. So now both my husband and I have literally been using the skincare line for over 5.5 years. And why I love it is because it's non-toxic. Right? And there's so much crap in our skincare and in our products. And I wanted something that I really loved that worked really well. And I have just been such a diehard Clearstem fan for so long that I decided to bring them on as a sponsor of this podcast. So what's really cool is you can head to clearstemskincare.com and use code Keisha, or you can check the link in the show notes. And it's going to get you a sweet discount on all products, but they're really big on education as well. And figuring out like what's the root cause of any of your skin issues, but also even if you don't have major skin issues, which I actually personally don't, it's been really helpful to just keep my skin feeling really good. I love their face wash and their scrub. I love their bounce back serum. They also have a bunch of other serums depending upon what your skin issues are. And the thing that I also am obsessed with, if you're looking for a new moisturizer, their Hydra Berry moisturizer. You put it on at night and sleep in it and your skin will wake up feeling like a baby's butt. And right now in this current era of new mom life, I love putting it on. And although I'm only sleeping in like 2 hour chunks, it's so nice because I'm like, oh, my skin at least feels really fresh and good and super moisturized. So anyways, if you head to clearstemskincare.com, make sure you use code Keisha. That'll get you a sweet discount on all products. If you have any questions, of course, DM me, shoot me a text. I love talking about these products and hearing how so many of you are obsessed with them now too. So check them out. And without further ado, let's dive back into the show.
And I'm not pointing the finger at you because I've done this before, right? Like I've done this in my own day-to-day life where I'm like, oh, nothing is going right. Like nothing's ever going right, right? When you've had those moments before. For me, it's happened especially after a couple of like sleep deprived days where I'm just like, what? Ah, can I actually do this, right? But truly, like you probably can't even name. If you were to think about the last time that you've overgeneralized or catastrophized a sequence of events, you probably can't actually name a time that that sequence of events has actually happened before. Because it doesn't always happen. It just happened one time. But because we wanted to create this story in our head, then what happens is we start looking for all of these things to confirm our thoughts to be true, because that's how our brains work. And we often do this when we're chasing big dreams or goals. We say things like, nobody understands. Nobody believes that I can do this, right? Nobody wants to buy this from me, right? Or I never follow through. Insert like these very conditional never or always statements, but never and always, like we talked about with the first, you know, all or nothing thinking, the first cognitive distortion. That's not true. 100% of the time is really, really rare, right? So how can we look at our brain doing this overgeneralization or this catastrophizing and recognize like, oh, that's a cute little cognitive distortion. It's our brain trying to protect us, to keep us in familiar thought patterns, because our brains are designed to repeat familiar patterns, even if they aren't helpful, right? So instead, why don't we catch it when we're doing this? When we say this always happens, can you actually prove that to be true? Does it always happen? Has this sequence of events ever happened before, right? Whenever you catch yourself saying always or never, let's challenge that. Let's reframe, because I don't want that to be something that's holding you back. Because remember, you've got to be on your own team. But when we catastrophize, it's very human. I'm not saying that I don't do this sometimes, right? I do, but it's never helpful. We don't want to catastrophize. We don't want to overgeneralize. So let's catch that in real time, especially if you're doing this right now and it's holding you back from getting where you want to go. Because again, you deserve a life that you're obsessed with. You're worthy and you're capable of making it happen. You just can't be the only thing that's standing in your way. You might be having this all or nothing thinking, or you might be overgeneralizing. In other words, catastrophizing. That could be holding you back. The final one, it's called emotional reasoning, which is like you assume that a negative emotion that you're feeling is the way that things really are. It's this idea of like, I feel it, so it must be true. But truly, how many times have you felt something that's not true? How many times, actually, let me just give an actual example. How many times have you texted someone and they didn't text you back and you made up a story in your head and it then led to an emotion that you felt about that person not texting you back? And it was literally a story. And then they text you like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I read this when I was doing XYZ. But you created a story in your head that they're mad at you or they don't like you or they're insert whatever. And then you felt a feeling and then you said, I feel this. It must be true. Right? Because truly, some days you're going to feel like you suck at whatever you're working on right now, or you're going to feel like you're dropping the ball in some aspect of your life. Whatever we look for, we're going to find. And when we're really emotional, sometimes we make that mean that we're not capable, we're not worthy, we're never going to figure this out, we're never going to get there, we're never going to get clarity, we're never going to come out on the other end of this, we're never going to get what we want. And like we're doing the second cognitive distortion that we talked about, this overgeneralizing, this catastrophizing. But when we've got emotions behind it, and we've got this idea of like assuming that a negative emotion is actually the way that things really are, like I feel it, it must be true, that can really hold us back. Especially if right now you're really in a stretching season. Maybe you are stretching for a new goal that you've never accomplished that goal before, so you really don't know how to do it, right? Because when we've never done it before, we have no idea how we're going to get there. We don't have proof that we can look back on and say, last time I did this thing, it worked out, right? We're like, we're stretching for something new. Or you're in a new season of life, right? Like I've talked a lot about this on the podcast recently, as a new mom building a business. It's like, okay, I've never done this before, so how am I doing this? Well, when I feel a feeling, I've got to be cautious that I don't make that labeled feeling my actual capital T truth. Because sometimes you will kind of suck, but you won't suck forever, right? Sometimes you're going to stumble, you're going to mess up, but you're not going to keep messing up for forever. So we don't want to make a conditional statement for a situational circumstance or a situational feeling, because sometimes your feelings aren't right, you know? But you've got to let yourself feel this. We actually had a guest on the show. This was a long time ago, but I've really thought about this like little message that she said. She said, when you think of feelings like visitors, they're going to knock and knock on your door. They're just going to keep on knocking until you let them in. Some are going to stay for a while. Some are going to stay a little bit too long, but you've got to let them in, right? Her name is Kathy Heller. And I love that, like, you know, the explanation of feelings, because your feelings are valid and that you can feel it, but the feeling that you're feeling and the negative emotion that you might be feeling doesn't have to reflect the way that life actually is. It can just be a feeling that passes through you. You got to let the feeling in, right? Like, it's okay to feel like you suck sometimes. I feel like I suck sometimes, but you can't make it a meaning in your head that you're going to suck for forever. It's okay if you're embarrassed that you messed up on something, but you're not going to make this meaning in your head that you're going to keep messing up for forever, or that you are a mess up, or that you are someone that sucks, and make it this conditional statement for a situational circumstance or a feeling that you felt in the moment. Because it's really easy to look for all of the reasons to confirm the feelings that you're feeling. But if they're not helpful and supportive and conducive towards getting you where you want to go, it's going to hold you back. Right? So we've got to give ourselves radical compassion and grace as we're evolving and growing. Becoming the best version of you, which I know that you care about if you listen into a podcast like this, means you're also losing the current version of you now. So it's normal that your brain might have this all or nothing thinking, right? And have you rely on these perfectionist tendencies so that you give up when it gets hard, because your brain wants to keep you in familiar thought patterns. It makes sense that your brain does this. That's why this cognitive distortion is so powerful and so common, this all or nothing perfectionist tendency thing, right? It's common to overgeneralize and catastrophize because we want to keep ourselves, again, in what we already know, but we don't want to take a single negative and make this never-ending pattern of defeat, right? And overgeneralize or catastrophize that bad things always happen to us, or we just have bad luck, or things just never go our way. That's not helpful. It makes sense that our brains do this, but it's not helpful. Just like it makes sense that we experience emotions, because that's the full contrast of being a human. You're not always going to have positive emotions, right? And we can even argue on what's positive and what's negative, but we're not even going to get into that. Truly, you're supposed to have this wide spectrum of emotions, but when you feel it, it doesn't mean that that's the truth of the reality. It's just the truth of that moment. Don't make a moment a conditional statement about what your life is like or what you're capable of, right? Because honestly, instead of beating ourselves up, I want us to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt more. I want us to say to ourselves, like, hey, I'm doing the best that I can right now. I'm working through this. I'm recognizing what's not serving me, and I'm taking it one step at a time in the right direction. That's always enough. Trying matters, right? Like, have you given yourself credit for trying recently? Because that is truly something to be proud of. So I want you to recognize when one of these cognitive distortions is holding you back, and I want you to just shelf it, because again, you deserve a life that you're obsessed with, which means you've got to be on your own team. I hope this episode was helpful for you. I love you. As always, I'm rooting for you. And like I say all the time, will you please share this episode if it was helpful for you? Even if you just want to text it to a girlfriend and be like, hey, I got this podcast. I know you're not a podcast. Maybe send it to your girlfriend that's not a podcast friend. Like, she doesn't normally like listen to podcasts, and just like have her listen into this and be like, oh, did that hit home with her? Cool. Anyways, I love you. I'm rooting for you, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now, or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.